Exclusive. Representative Andrew Clyde urging Speaker Johnson to protect 2A in appropriations. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 15, 2024. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, is urging House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, to protect the Second Amendment in FY 2024 appropriations. In a letter signed by 31 other House members, Clyde warned that monies for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the National Institutes of Health, NIH, are being used to conduct studies that actually jeopardize legal gun ownership. The letter, which Breitbart News possesses, says, "We write to you today to urge you to protect the Second Amendment in the upcoming appropriations package from attacks by a partisan and weaponized CDC and NIH, which has become a dangerous threat to gun ownership under the Biden administration." Clyde and the 31 other House members used the letter to remind Johnson that the CDC and NIH have previously used an anti-gun study to recommend the implementation of unconstitutional gun control, including a national gun registry and a ban on unregistered handguns. The letter includes examples of funds used by the CDC and NIH to push gun control. $518,000 to enhance policy implementation of expanded background checks. And secure firearm storage requirements and gun confiscation laws in Michigan. $650,000 to study firearm prohibitions and relinquishment. $349,000 to find out if state gun control firearm laws reduce mortality. $1,200,000 to run a study including in-person and telehealth wellness check-ins which explicitly include safety, for example, guns at home. $3,600,000 to study firearm retirement for senior citizens which will strongly parallel key, but not all, aspects of driving retirement. $428,000 to study how episodic crime reports that depict violence as a crime issue can lead audiences to blame victims and reinforce racist stereotypes. $126,000 to find out why Black Americans are 6 times more likely to experience an assault-related firearm injury as white Americans. $2,100,000 to inform evidence-based interventions that prevent firearm injury risks involving Asian Americans caused by their mere firearm possession. In the past, Congress has used the Dickey Amendment to block funding the CDC could use to push gun control. And Clyde and his fellow House members are urging Johnson to use the Dickey Amendment to protect the Second Amendment now. The letter to Speaker Johnson concludes, "We, the undersigned members of Congress, urge you to not only include the Dickey Amendment in the FY 2024 appropriations for the CDC and NIH but also to block any further funding for these anti-gun studies which are designed and intended to be weaponized against firearm owners and our cherished Second Amendment." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.